Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bird Show.
So I'm assuming, because I've never done it because of this job and my lifestyle over the years, that I've never consistently been in the carpool line with my kids. But based on, Kristen, what you have said before, I mean, I think Bart's gotten one of these also. There must be a lot of tension in these carpool lines.
You have no idea.
No, I don't. Tell me.
All right, so
like,
I,
and maybe if you guys are listening and you've had tension, like almost got into a fist fight in the carpool line and people are cussing at each other and stuff. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW if you want to join us.
So when I shared the drama that happened in the afternoon carpool line, I'm not going to say it was sad. It was quite entertaining how many people were entertained by the drama that was going. I was living for the drama that went down in the afternoon carpool lane the other day.
What can happen? I mean, you drive up, you drop your kid off, you move on.
Oh, so much.
So really? Much.
There's so much.
So much. So Bart takes our son to school in the morning. I pick him up in the afternoon. And pickup is at 2:15. Sometimes I show up at 2:15. Sometimes I show up a little earlier. There are some people I pass the school. They were there an hour before pickup. Like just sitting there in the line because they want to be front row Joe, to each their own. But I went to go pick up Jimmy from school the other day and the drama. So listen, I can sit here and retell the story, but I don't think anything's going to capture how giddy I was as I chronicled this in live time as it was going down. So I protected the innocent. I kept the phone on me as I was doing like a selfie video. And I was basically doing a play-by-play of what was going down in the carpool line. Okay. And again, if you've witnessed this, after I posted this, I had plenty of people in my DM saying they've seen people get in actual physical fights.
Are they just trying to cut each other off or something?
I think tensions are high. I think, you know, parents are just tired of parenting. And if somebody cuts you off, like if you're supposed to do like a zipper and somebody cuts you off, you're just going to have an overreaction to the action, right? But this is what happened when I went to go pick up Jimmy from school.
Somebody, not me, is the entire carpool line. Oh, somebody's getting out of their car. She's walking to the car. Oh, man, somebody else has got their phone out filming. I love this so much. The drama of carpool line. Quick correction. It's two cars up the carpool line. All right. She just got out. I love this energy queen. Talk to that one. That one is... Oh, here comes faculty. Oh, she's... Ooh, she's creeping up on them. Windows are now rolled down. And there is finger pointing happening. I don't understand why this car here can't just scoot up so this car can scoot in so we can all get... Oh, another hand. Here we go. Thank you. So many angry faces. Y'all, there's a cop walking this way. I kid you not, cop is walking up to the car in front of me who apparently had words with the car. Oh my God. Cop is talking to the car in front of me, and she was the one that got out and spoke to the two cars up the carpool line.
To finish the carpool saga, so they made me pull around the car that was in front of me because she was the one who got out and spoke to the other two cars, or I should say exchanged words. So the cop and another faculty member came down, spoke to her, maneuvered us around her, but then they came walking back. So no arrest, but still fun nonetheless.
I think I just missed what was going on.
Okay, so as we pull in, the way Jimmy's school works is like you have to do this giant loop, right? So you pull into the carpool lane and you go all the way down and then you curl back around and come up. And so it's everybody is like in this massive snake to pick up their kids. Well, as we were pulling into the school, we could only go so far because there was a car blocking. Like they had come in and like tried to, I don't know if they were trying to cut the line or whatever, but these two cars had gotten like pigeoned together and we couldn't pass. So I got this giant black SUV in front of me and she can't get past this car. It's blocking. So now we have all these cars behind us going out into the road and down the road because we can't get past to do the snake, right? So the fact, dude, the guy that was in the car next, because normally in the carpool line, you're face one way and there's a car right next to you face the other way because you just got this giant snake. And she got out and she slammed that door and she went to the car in front of her and then she went to the other car. Like, figure your ass out. Like, I don't know. Like, you can scoot up, you can scoot in so the rest of these cars can get past. Like, it's like people lose every brain cell when they start, when they're in carpool line, right? And I mean, it was, and then these two cars are going, and they can't figure it out to save their life. And I'm like, you literally just pull up here and then you pull up and then we can. And so law of the land is you don't get out of your car. You have to stay in your car.
Because you don't want to get hit by another car, obviously.
Well, there were no cars moving because we couldn't get by. But yes, exactly. So I wish I could have heard the exchange that was happening between the car in front of me. And I'm not sure exactly what she spewed at the Karen that was blocking the traffic. But man.
The drama was high.
Oh my God, I was so livid. And the amount of people in my DMs that were invested and also sharing like their carpool drama and like they've actually witnessed people laying hands on each other in the friggin' carpool line.
Damn. All right, well, if you're gonna be stuck in a carpool line, you know what'd be great?
Ooh.
To be stuck in a 2025 Audi Q3.
There you go.
Right? We can get you into that car for just $100. It's our annual Burt's Big Adventure car raffle. All of this money is going to Burt's Big Adventure for the kids and taking them down to Disney World and all of our programs after that as well. All the money is going there. We're trying to sell this thing out. 5,000 tickets are available. That's not a whole bunch. You got a good chance of winning this thing, right? Only $100 for a brand new 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta. All the money going to Burt's Big Adventure. Please get your raffle ticket over the weekend at burtsbigadventure.org.
This is The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.